the Holy Spirit spoke to me while we were worshiping, and I asked the Lord to bring that back to me, because, hallelujah, just as a edification to us. Hallelujah. The Spirit said, he said, when man reaches out to heaven in praise and in worship, he said, heaven is moved. Heaven is stirred. And he said, in turn, the hand of God reaches out to man. Hallelujah. God is reaching out to us. Hallelujah. So one of the things, if I could say, of 2022 was a big year of God emphasized to me to more and more praise and thanksgiving, praise and thanksgiving, praise and thanksgiving. Keep yourself in the areas of praise and thanksgiving to God. Hallelujah. No matter what seems like going on. You know, it's one of the things, and I have followed that this year. As many times in bed at night, I've just laid there and worshiped and praised God for long periods of time for doing that. And I'll tell you, that when we faced some challenges this year, I'm going to tell you what, they didn't seem much like as challenges, because it was like you're already on top of it. You just knew it. You're already on top of it. Things are happening, coming against you, but you just know on the inside. You just know on the inside. You just know. Hallelujah. Why? Because heaven's reaching out toward us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No matter what we feel or what we think. Praise God. Mike read from the scripture from John. I'm going to read from the first chapter of John, but he read the third chapter. I mean, I could go down and read through them. God has been speaking to me out of the first and the third chapters. He's been talking to me for the last few weeks from these scriptures here and also in first John. But these scriptures in here, as we're going to take communion. The Lord was speaking to me early this morning, was speaking to me about communion. And he was talking about, especially dealing in our areas, our fellowship with God. God is not lacking in his desire for fellowship with us, that's for sure. And he appreciates the fellowship that we desire to have for him. He wants that. I mean, he desires that we want to fellowship with him. And Mike, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The Lord spoke that to me and said to me, he said, you were the world once. You were the world. I loved you so much. You were the world. See, he said, the church is taking these scriptures. And he said, we're reading them today, looking at the sinner. And he said, you were once the sinner. You were once the sinner. Hallelujah. Communions remind us, we're not the sinners no more. We're one with God. Communion table is not about sin. It's to remind us that sin's been dealt with. Hallelujah. And the victory that you and I have over sin. Hallelujah. Because you and I did call on the name of the Lord, didn't we? Whoever calls on that name. I'm just going to read from 1 John today as we're going to take this communion. And I'll read verses I read last week, starting at the beginning of the chapter, of John, the first chapter. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. I want you to look down in verse 14, and it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This morning, the Lord emphasized verse 14. We're called Living Word Ministries, and the scripture we get that from is from John 1:14. The Word became flesh. And the Lord spoke to me this morning about this scripture. You know, he reminded me of something. He said, when John wrote this letter, the account of their walk with Christ, he said he wrote this after the resurrection. He said he didn't write it before. He said, because it takes a whole different take. He said, John saw in a much greater light on the other side of redemption than he did when he walked with Jesus in the earth. And when he wrote this scripture here, that's in verse 14, and it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. You see, he never saw Jesus in his full glory till after the resurrection. He never walked with he walked with anointed man in the earth. But when Jesus was raised from the dead, he saw Jesus in all his glory. Hallelujah. That's the Jesus. See, our communion table is not the communion table before the crucifixion. Our communion table is after the crucifixion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our communion is the communion of full of truth and grace. Hallelujah. The fullness of truth and the fullness of grace. That's what took place. That didn't happen before the resurrection. That never happened. The fullness of truth wasn't in the earth. Man didn't even know what redemption was fully about. Hallelujah, but after the redemption. That's why when we read 1 John, John's talking about that stuff again. Over in 1 John, you go over and read. He's talking, he thought he loved Jesus before. Hallelujah. But the Jesus he met, he saw the glory of God. You see, you and I, we have the glory of God living in us, the Holy Spirit. He's the glory of God. He's in us. Oh, John walked in the earth and he walked with a man, but when he saw him in his glory, it changed everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we take communion this morning, our communion is with that glory. It's not the glory before. See, he glorified. Our inner man, we're the glory of God. We've been born again by the glory of God. Hallelujah. The church is glorious. You know, everybody's looking for a glorious church. Well, look on the inside, you'll find one. Hallelujah. The glory in us. And as we take communion this morning, that's who we're fellowshipped with. Hallelujah. The healing power of God in us is through the glory of God that's in us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and makes alive your mortal body. That wasn't before. That didn't happen before the resurrection. John and them didn't know that guy. All they knew, the one over there was anointed by God, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And now he's the healer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We walk in His anointing. We walk in His place. Hallelujah. He's full of glory. We have His inheritance. Praise God. So let's live in that this morning. Hallelujah. The Word became flesh and is living in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was a baby, but He's not a baby no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing matter with celebrating this day that God came in the flesh, but that's not the biggie. Just Him coming in the flesh is not the biggie. There was a resurrection one day, and one day you had a resurrection, and you need to live in that resurrection. And that's what communion's about today. Communion is about living in the resurrection of this time. It's about the Jesus of this day. Hallelujah. The one that's full of glory, that all authority and in heaven and earth belongs to Him. And He said, go get them, guys. Hallelujah. Go after, cast out devils in my name. Go ahead, go get them. Hallelujah. And that's us, the Church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's who we're communing with. We're fellowshipping, and we can fellowship with Him on His level. Hallelujah. In union with one with Him. Hallelujah. One body with the glorified Jesus. Hallelujah. You can know you're going to have a glorified body. He has one. You have to get one or you ain't got the same inheritance. Hallelujah. There's people preaching now that, you know, we don't really get a glorified body. We don't get all that stuff. They're starting to talk that nonsense. Gosh, I know why they do. They don't read the Bible. You know, I just had this guy was got only they had him. In fact, they even had news media carrying him on different things that they were saying about certain things the Scripture says, and it really sounded good. Till I asked the Lord about it, and the Lord said, "Well, I don't think he can read." And He told me to go over and read where the guy was. He missed some words that were in that Scriptures, and by missing those words, it couldn't be what he said. You'd have to take those words out to get the meaning he got. Hallelujah! See, the Holy Spirit's smarter than man. Glory to God. See, we're going to stick with the Holy Ghost. I ain't going with man. Hallelujah. People, there's people that are teaching today, and then there's the Holy Ghost is teaching today through some people. Listen to the ones that the Holy Ghost is talking through, not just cause some guy's teaching, it may be just wind. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost is speaking, and He'll always lead you in line with the Word. I thought this morning, I was laying in bed, and the Holy Ghost was speaking to me, and He was speaking to me through the words of this book. And I'll tell you what, it was such a blessing to hear the words of the book just coming up out of me. It's just coming, the words of the book, because they're life and health to my flesh. Glory to God. Father, I just want to thank You this morning. Lord God, as we're going to take communion together, Father God, fellowship with You. As John wrote and said, but truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, the Word always first leads us to fellowship with You, not with one another. We would never fellowship properly with one another without knowing You. You're the one that brings the fellowship of all things together. Hallelujah. And Lord God, today we step in and take these elements. Hallelujah. Because we're fellowshipping with the God of heaven, the one who did come down here to earth as a man, the one that did walk among. And Lord God, we have these wonderful scriptures telling us the story of his walk in this earth. But Lord God, I want to thank you for the epistles that write and tell us about the glory that we have today, the glory that we get to walk in today. Lord God, I want to say thank you. And Lord God, as we're reminded today, hallelujah, of being one with our Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for you sure did love the world. You loved us, that you gave your Son. Hallelujah. Oh my, you're so good. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask our servers to come this morning, and we're going to, hallelujah, pass out the elements. I'll just get them from here. We could move them over, but hey, relax and have a good time. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And wisdom. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's our God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This, you might look at it and think, what's a cracker, but really it was the bread that they ate in their communion services, and it's representative of the fact, and Jesus is, when they would have what they called unleavened bread, and unleavened bread means it didn't have any yeast in it. Now, regularly they ate bread, and they would have this same, they would have flour and stuff, because these are matzah. This is what the Jews eat. The matzah would have yeast in it, and it would rise. Just like today we use, if you go like Mexicans eat tortillas and, India, they have roti. They're all basically the same type of thing. And they're to tear off. And what they would do is they would pick their food up and eat it. They didn't have to use utensils like we did. And they would take the food. They'd wheat was on there. They would just tear a piece of bread off, take it and eat it. They would sit and eat like that. You know, we take, tortillas and put stuff in them and things like that. But I've been down to Mexico and I watch Mexicans. They'll tear their bread off and pick things up and turn around and eat. They do the same things. In India, they do the same things with the roti. But the fact of leaving yeast out of it. Yeast, now there's nothing wrong with eating things with yeast in it. But one of the things they did, yeast was a symbol of sin. Now, it didn't mean that yeast, but it was a good symbol because even Apostle Paul wrote about sin, he called it yeast. He said a little leaven, or a little yeast, leavens the whole lump. You know, you can't put yeast in something and only keep it in the place that you put it in. It'll just work through the whole thing. Yeast will work through everything. It'll do it. I remember my mom, I watched my mom used to bake bread all the time and she'd put yeast in it. And then would you put yeast in that dough and it'd rise, man, and it would go. It'd start out over the pan thing she'd put it in. She'd cover it with a cloth and put it, then she'd have to get it and press it all back down and go again. And you put she'd put this dish towel over that thing and walk away and leave it. And after a while, it's blowed up back all over again. And then she'd take it down and take it, and eventually she'd put it in a thing, a ball about this big, and put it in a pan like that, and it would come out with bread heaping out over the sides of the thing. Well, see, that's the way sin is. You let sin get in your life a little bit, after a while it's going to be all over the place. See, we've had a terrible problem in the church world. This sin's out over all over the place because people don't think it's a problem. See, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. Jesus was the unleavened one. One without sin. God identifies us with Him. See, sin, we got this thing that grace, because God is gracious toward us, that sin don't matter. No, grace is the ability to overcome sin. That sin doesn't rule over us. Why? Because we're one with the sinless one. And He's a glorified sinless one now. Hallelujah. And we're one with Him. You know, it's like people today, well, sickness don't bother you much. I mean, it's okay. Do you ever notice you get sickness in your body, one place, and then your whole body feels messed up? You know, your foot hurts, and after a while you're walking limping like that, and now your hip hurts because you've been putting your weight over your other foot. Did you ever know that? I mean, you know, you get a headache real bad, and after a while you can't see right. And after a while, everything else hurts. Isn't that, you know, but why? See, it affects everything. See, that's why God wants you well. See, he doesn't want us sick. He doesn't want, because see, all that came from sin. And see, he wants you to have an identity. If we get our identity right, you have the power to overcome sin. But you don't get your identity right, sin will rule. Most of the church world, they just see themselves as sinners. Or just, the preacher just going to sin. I'm tired. We're one with the one with no sin.
Hallelujah.
And when we take this and eat it, we should be declaring ourselves with the one and no sin. Now, well, sin going to rule over me, not over me.
Hallelujah.
I will not be ruled by sin.
Amen.
See, we don't want sin ruling us. It isn't, you know, it's one thing to trip and fall, but it's another thing to just stay laying on the ground in the mud. And that's what happens with sin. The person who just is going to sin stays in the mud. Well, sin just, I tripped, so I'm just going to stay in the mud. I'm just going to lay there. And I just, that's just, I'm just a mud person. You know, that's just the way I am. Say, no, uh-uh. Hallelujah. We're united with the sinless one today. Hallelujah. That's why we take this and eat it. To make it ourselves. We're at one with him. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for the sinless one. The one that did for me what I could have never done for me. The one, hallelujah, our God that so loved the world sent his wonderful son Jesus. So we could be one with you, Father. So we could be one with your son Jesus. And as we take this today, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, gracious Father, for making us one with your life, with your health, with your soundness, with your wisdom. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, take it and eat. Thank you. Praise you, Lord God, the blood that redeemed us. Hallelujah. The blood that redeemed us. You know, there's one died and shed his blood. You know, the Bible talks about someone dying. Somebody might die for another person or anything. But Jesus died knowing that he was going to go to hell for all humanity. He knew he was going to take the punishment for all the sin of all humanity. He was going to take the wrath of God for all sin. Now, you ever think about that? I mean, all that sin did that Lucifer did in his fall that brought upon the curse. So everything that was involved with the curse, everything was involved with it. Jesus was going to go to hell to pay the penalty for it. You know, when a man dies a day without Christ, he goes to hell, but he'll be judged one day and sent to the lake of fire. But he's going to be judged according to his works, what he did while he was in the earth. He's going to be judged according to what he knew. But Jesus wasn't judged in that manner. He was judged in the manner of what everybody knew. What all man from the beginning on up through had sinned, and everything that man could possibly be judged for fell upon him. I mean, I can't, you know, not many people would ever give up their life if they knew they were going off this earth and they were going to be going to a final judgment where the wrath of God was going to be on them. See, most people do out of a love for somebody or something, but not, I mean, God sent his son in the world to deal with the sin thing. And it says he did it with joy. He's better than me. I mean, It is just so massive. And the whole thing was his shedding of his blood. All that he did through the shedding of his blood freed you and I from all that the curse brought on humanity. That there'll be a day that you'll stand before Jesus Christ and not on the basis of curse. On the case of a blessing. By faith in what he did. We're one with what he did. It don't make sense naturally that somebody would do something. All that humanity did could be just forgiven because of one who stood for us. Hallelujah. But God did it, and he did it for you. So when you get over there and you start thinking, oh man, why would he put up with me? It's because he likes you a lot. You know, it's one thing the Lord told me when I was a younger Christian. He spoke to me and says, do you know how much man means to me? He said, look at the price. He said, who would do what I did? See, we keep looking at, some religion does this. God looks at, well, you know, he just did this because he's nice. Well, his nice is a whole lot different than what we think about being nice. He treasured man. He loved man so much, he would do anything to get him back. Anything to get him back. And he did the anything. Hallelujah. And you and I are partakers of what he did. It's just as if you went to hell. The price has been paid. See, that's why Satan can't come up and stick it in your face. He can't do it. The price has been paid. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what you were guilty of. It doesn't matter. It matters not what you were guilty of. It don't matter what you did. Sorry, it's not there. And then on top of it, God would tell him, say, I'm sorry, that guy's dead. Can't get nothing out of that dead man. Hallelujah. We're alive to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for the blood of Jesus that redeemed us. Father, we just say thank you. Father, as we're taking this blood, we're doing it by faith because that's what pleases you. Father, not on the basis of our greatness, but on his. But Lord God, we confess and stand today and say we're going to walk in the light of the blessing you gave us. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus, that you loved us so much. Hallelujah. That you sent Jesus for us. And we say thank you. Take it and drink. Thank you, John. Thank you. You know, I just want to say this. God is blessed by what we do, not just what we say. The Lord spoke to me about it because there's been a lot going on. One of the things of it is when I saw, you know, knew that Christmas was going to be on the Sunday. And it really just stirred in me about it because, we've had this year probably more than I have seen in any year, things online, people talking, making statements, even news articles about, you know, people lost the meaning of Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that the meaning of Christmas does not mean anything. Itself. You know, we think because of meaning, we know the meaning of it. What good's the meaning? I mean, what does it really matter? What turns around is what we do with it. And, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said this about the world is watching us. The world is watching. The world don't care as much about what you say. It's about what you're doing. Amen. You see, many people, Christians, are standing today and they're saying, you know, we've lost the meaning of Christmas. But you know what? They're staying home and doing things with their family is more important and about giving of gifts than taking this day for Jesus. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, I'm more interested about what you're doing. He said, the world's going to see and they're going to know that this day is not important to many Christians. That it's not that important. So if they, any Sundays they don't want to come to church and you would think, well, people don't go to church anymore. Much of the church world today is showing people the day is not important and yet we told people it was. We told people it was. And the Holy Spirit said to me, they're watching. They're watching. We tell some people that something's important, then we need to live like it's important. Amen. You know what? And now let me say this to you. It don't matter if whether or not people had church or not having church. That wasn't the whole point of it. It's not about us. For God so loved the world, and we start loving them, and our own comfort we need to set aside, and our own pleasure sometime we need to set aside, so we can show them an example of the love of God. Not telling people God loves you, say, "Man, I love God. I want them to see that this God thing's real to me. That I really believe it. It's not some nice thing said." The meaning of Christmas without following the meaning of Christmas is of no value. And I just want to thank you folks, hallelujah, for being more than talk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank you. And you know what? God's happy about it too, that you're more than talk. Glory to God, that this Jesus means something to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you this, it will not go unrewarded.
Amen. Preach.
It won't. Oh, I'll tell you, we could get preached on that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, there's going to be great, if anyone who desires great fellowship with God, this is going to be a year for great fellowship. Amen. This year that's coming, it's going to be a great year of fellowship with God for those who desire it and want to walk in it. It's going to be a great year of fellowship. God. There's going to get a closeness among those who love the Lord. There's going to get a closeness that we have never walked in before and we have not known. And at the same time, there'll be a separation for many. There'll be a separation who will, they'll know less. Some have walked in fellowship, but now have walked and they'll know less. I'll tell you, this year coming, there's a divide, hallelujah, but there's glory.
Amen.
There's glory. All we have to decide is which one we want. Hallelujah. We can have the one that we want. We can invite people to come through. But that's one of the things, and we're going to talk about it next week, coming into this year. Hallelujah. I'm not making great predictions. I'm just going to give you the Bible. Hallelujah. We're going to, because you know, there's great, this year, the Word's going to work, no matter what year you're in. It's going to work. The Word's going to work. And God has spoken things, and God has a plan for His time. And God is reaching out. It's one of the things, I don't know. This is just my opinion. This is, you know, for many, this might be the last outreach to God to them as a Christian to try to get them back into walking in fellowship again. It might, you need to understand this. We walk with God because we follow the call. You don't walk with God because you're a real genius. And you're real bright. It's the call. We just happen to say, but we want to stay near the call. But you know what? You can just be just like the person. You can slowly draw back away from it. But there's one thing. Nobody comes to the Son except the Father draw them.
Amen.
And that ain't just for sinners. That's for saints. Mm-hmm. We walk close to the Son because we desire it. And we keep listening to the call. We keep listening to the shepherd. We want to hear the shepherd's voice. You know, some people don't want to hear the shepherd's voice. They like voices of other things. They enjoy other things. There's things of this world that people love. The parable of the sower. What happens? The love of other things enters in. It chokes the word. It chokes the word. The love of other things. See, we ain't going there. There's people going to go. There's a separation coming. But at the same time, we're going to go in. We're going to see a great revival. And we're going to see many of the world come. Oh, there'll be more than ones take those people's places. They'll come by droves. Into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In this last call. They'll come by the droves. I'm going to tell you, people, it's already happening. People that you wouldn't even think. There's people in the world right now, and even people, celebrities are moving toward God, talking about things of God. They ain't talked about nothing. God's drawing on sinners. And He can't reach many in His own church. He can't reach many of His own people. They like the religious stuff. They like the things. But let's not get too far off into this. And my God, hallelujah. No, I'm just jumping in. I'm getting right in the river up to my neck. I decided I'm drowned. I took the life vest off. No waiters. We're going in and drowning in this thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this is going to be a wonderful year of fellowship. I want you to know that. A wonderful year of fellowship. Hallelujah. You desire to walk with Him? I'll tell you, He's more than willing to walk with you. He's more willing to show Himself to you. Hallelujah. He desires it greatly. Father, as we leave here today, again, we say thank You. You're absolutely wonderful. You're absolutely marvelous. And Father, I thank You for this people that just, they love You. They like You. They want You. And I'm just so thankful. Hallelujah. Lord, Your voice is going out And they're saying, here am I. Oh, hallelujah. And I just say, thank you, Lord God. But Father, they're not the only ones. There's many hands raised. There are many, Lord God, that you're speaking to, and they're walking. They're stepping into that place. Hallelujah. They're walking in that glory. They're stepping forward. Hallelujah. They hear the call that many are hearing. Hallelujah. Many, many understand and they comprehend. Hallelujah. And Father God, light is shining out of darkness. Hallelujah. Light is shining out of darkness. Hallelujah. Father, our vision ahead is becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God. We're not hidden away in darkness. Hallelujah. Darkness may fall on the world, but we're not the world. Hallelujah. We're the children of light. And we're walking forth in the light. And the life of God is working mightily in us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.